Welcome back to Blackout, House of Bob's cyberpunk adventure set in the Vantal Megaplex and powered by the Sprawl RPG system.
Hey, I'm Sean, and I'm playing Cass, the ex-skip tracer fighting to pay his debts and settle old scores.
Hi, I'm Schubert. I'll be playing Bunk, the beat hacker.
I'm Dan. I'll be playing Tiz, the hard-nosed reporter tracking down corruption no matter the cost.
Hi, I'm Christina, and I'm playing the action star Jin Bae. You might know me as Sarge from my film series Exodus Base, The Last Sun, 1-7.
And I'm Jake, your GM. If you want to support the show, check us out on Patreon, give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, or just tell your friends about us. Roll on. Cass, you grab the kid by the arm and you start pulling him towards the exit, and he still kind of looks a little addled and not totally sure what's going on, but at least understands that he doesn't want to be here right now, and he motions to the girl who follows along with you. You head back into the main lobby here and kind of reach over to communicate with Tiss and Bunk and let them know that we need to get out of here right now, and you just get static from your comm, and you realize that when that falcon clawed at the side of your face, it kind of ripped out the a bit of the communications equipment right underneath the ear there.
Are they pretty far away from where I am, or?
Them being Bunk and Tiss?
Bunk and Tiss, yeah.
No, we're not far.
No, I think you guys were just up the ladder still, so like you can shout and they'll hear you, that's fine. Before we do that, though, we do need to get you to roll the harm move, which we didn't do for that Vulcan Claw, which is will be +2.
Oh, I got an 11.
Ooh, fine.
Wait, that's awful.
That's a
isn't
bad
it?
Thing.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Mm-hmm.
So on a 10+, you choose 1. You're out of action, unconscious, trapped, incoherent, or panicked. You take the full harm of the attack before it's reduced by armor. If you already took full harm, which you did, you take +1 harm. Lose the use of a piece of cyberware or lose a body part.
I think you lose an eye.
Come on, body part.
If I take the additional harm option, do I have to roll harm again?
No, so it'd just be you fill out 3 blocks of your clock instead of 2.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do that.
It would be pretty cool if you lost an eye and had to get a cyber eye.
I just lost my cyber ears, basically.
Yeah, essentially. So you're getting all cybered out.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to take harm. I'm just going to take harm.
That's fine, right. Yeah.
I've got harm. As long as I don't get shot twice, it should be okay.
Now we'll find out if you get shot twice or not.
Yeah.
So you're back in the main lobby here, and the 3 guards that were momentarily disabled by the flashbang, they're getting back up on their feet and pointing their guns at you. Tiss and Bunk, you hear the shout and the gunfire and the shout from Cass to get down there.
He wants us down there?
Don't we want to get out now?
Cass yells up, the thing is, I think I want to treat this kid, at least for the guard's sake. I want them to think like that I'm taking him hostage.
This poor kid.
Yeah, the guards are probably there to protect the kids too, right? They're
yeah,
they're a commodity.
Well, to keep them there, but yeah.
So I think what I'm going to do is I've got the kid by the arm. I'll put them in front of me and kind of whisper to them, trust me, and I put the gun to the back of their head.
This won't hurt a bit.
Oh, and I'll kind of be behind them. Finger is off the trigger. I know my gun safety, you guys.
Question, can we see what's happening from where we are?
Yeah, he's back into the
line. Oh, okay. So Jin is just basically like, Cass, what are you doing?
I've got this kid between me and the guards, and I'm just like sidestepping over towards the ladder, and I'm like, make one move and the kid's going down.
Tiss, get ready to hit him with a fire extinguisher.
We're not even down there yet, though.
You can be if you want to. It does.
Just drop a toolbox on him.
I'll slide down and see if I can provide some sort of support.
So I want Cass to roll a fast talk then.
Okay, this is a +0. Maybe this kid acts as a secret +1 for leverage. I don't know.
He definitely doesn't.
I got a 9.
Uh-oh.
Do you still get your +1 from...
Do you get your own +1?
I don't know if you're on mission anymore. Your mission was supporting the other guys. You've kind of taken a leading role now.
So that's not really appropriate anymore.
Yeah.
Boo.
Oh, this isn't going to fly with Jin.
You put the gun to the back of the kid's head and lead him out, and you see the guards hesitate for sure. They're still pointing their guns at you, but not sure what to do in that moment because, yeah, they don't want to damage the merchandise, so to speak. But from behind, you hear a screech, and the falcon dives at you again, seeing its partner in peril, from at least from its point of view. Take another two harm as it claws into the small of your back in between your shoulders.
Oh, my God.
What about his eye?
What about his
Jake,
eye?
Jake, what about his eye?
Yeah, go for the eyes, Jake.
take two harm as the falcon plucks out both your eyes.
Oh, no.
I just roll a harm plus two, or do I have to roll all of my harm?
No, just plus two. Just okay. The amount of harm you took on that hit.
So that's an eight.
You said these kids are like teens, right? But like, how big are they actually?
Maybe a little on the small side. They look a little malnourished.
Oh, well... Jin's definitely at least going to run up and take the one that's not hostage and scoop her up.
Sure. First, Cass, you said you got an 8 on your harm roll?
Yes.
Okay, so I choose one. You lose your footing. You lose your grip on whatever you're holding. You lose track of someone or something you're attending to. Someone gets the drop on you.
This falcon already got the drop on me.
The falcon grabs onto your back, and just instinctively you kind of reach behind to try to swat it away. And in this moment, the kid in front of you, just fucking terrified by this situation, starts to book it and kind of dives behind a couch nearby. Yeah, your hostage is now out of the way, and you see the guards are ready to go.
Of course they are.
Jin, Tis, Bunk?
Yeah, I'm going to check out my stun gun. And try to get as close to one as possible and fire at him.
Did you buy a stun gun? When did you
get
that? I don't remember.
I traded in my Flechette pistol for a stun gun.
Right. I do remember that conversation. Yep. Okay, fine. Very well. Yeah, that's no problem. He's pretty distracted at the moment, I think.
Yeah. So I run up right behind him and like try to point blank him between the shoulder blades.
Sure. Yeah, how about you just mix it up, meat, please?
I could maybe assist with this. I think that might make sense. All I have is my little BP bots, so I'm going to come down the ladder after you, Tis, and just start throwing them everywhere. They make this really loud beeping noise that'll hopefully distract the guards enough that we can, you know, get the jump on them.
Your guys' kind of general strategy is just make as much chaos as possible.
No, right?
Well, we try not to in the beginning.
Yeah.
That's my
honestly,
thing.
Honestly, in the beginning we try, and then it falls apart so fast.
We start quiet. It's like one of those exponential like charts where we start really quiet and it just starts going...
Yeah, because I mean, like, I tried to talk those guards away and everything.
Okay, so Bunk, why don't you roll assist, please?
Mm-hmm. Damn it. I cannot roll above 4, you guys.
Oh my God.
Maybe use some
different
die.
Your assist wouldn't have helped me anyway.
Oh.
That I'm involved in your failure.
No, I rolled an 8.
Yeah, I just got 6.
Okay. Yeah, the failing on a help means you're complicit. You are affected by the bad news as well, which in this case is choose 2, please, Dan. You make too much noise, advance a clock. You take harm, an ally takes harm, something of value breaks.
Selflessly, I'm going to say an ally takes harm. No, I'll mix it up with him and take harm for myself.
And?
You have to do 2, so both of you can take harm.
Yeah, sure. I'm fine with that.
Okay, me and Bunk will take harm.
Okay. Bunk tosses the bugs and they start making this chittering noise, and one of the guards turns just in time to see Tis like ram at him with this stun gun. The bolts of electricity shoot through his body and he collapses to the ground, a little bit of smoke coming off. But one of the other guards turns and takes a couple shots and gets both of you for 2 harm again, minus armor.
Okay, so I have 1 armor, so I'll take 1 damage.
And a harm move for both of you, please.
The 6.
I rolled a 6 too.
You take the harm, your armor absorbs most of the blow, fortunately. There are still 2 guards in here. One of them got crumpled by Jin. The other one got stunned by Tis. The other two, I mean, they're not going to stop. What are you guys doing? Oh, and then also the Falcons now are enraged.
So I'm going to use my gear card here, and I think this will make sense. I'm going to take some drugs.
Oh.
Hey, man. What? Jin's in the business. He's going to take some drugs to, you know, not like Hulk out, but like dull the pain, like a really strong ibuprofen.
All right, he takes out a lighter and a spoon and he starts heating it up.
Yeah. No, he had it already.
It's a stimulant.
Yeah, basically. I'm taking a stim. It doesn't heal me, it just makes me dull.
It's like an EpiPen, I assume. You just jam it into your leg or something.
Because I really want to just run in there. Yeah. An EpiPen? I don't think that's what they do.
I said it's like an EpiPen. As in you jam it into your leg and it gets you high.
It's like an EpiPen if you were allergic to bullets.
Which we all are. It's funny.
Oddly enough, that is one thing I am allergic to.
What do you want the effect to be right now?
I want to be able to like rush in, but I don't want to feel like the pain that I obviously will have from having been like slightly grazed before.
Okay, sure.
I'm basically working through the pain.
Yeah, we'll give you like a plus one on your next roll because you're focused and not as concerned with all the panic and chaos that's going on as mm-hmm. some of the other people might be.
Yeah, it's more like Adderall. I get real focused.
Sure. Sure. So now that you're roided out, so to speak, what do you do?
Like, I don't know what Cass is doing, but I'm going to go and be a hero and try to save at least one of those kids. I'm going to try to grab them, pick them up, and then rush out of here.
Okay.
That means I'm going to have to stop some of the guards, probably.
I think I also am going to try and shoot some guards. If you want to try first, though, go ahead. Or maybe I could assist you.
Well, let's start with Jin here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Should be act under pressure to get there while avoiding gunfire, but we'll give you a plus one from your roids.
Okay. So nine?
Nine. You stumble, hesitate, or flinch. The MC will offer you a worse outcome, hard bargain, or ugly choice. I think what I'll do here is that it's just taking you guys longer.
Ooh.
Now that you've kind of lost your hostage, so to speak, Jin runs over to try to grab one of the kids, but now they're kind of panicking and they're not cooperating with you as easily as they were before, and it's going to take some time to get them on side and get them out of here safely. So I'm just going to fill in one block of the action clock.
Oh my god.
I say to the girl, don't worry, I'm a hero.
Jin dashes across the lobby and scoops up the young girl, throwing her over her shoulder, and she's kind of just screaming and panicking and kind of bashing on you a little bit, but she doesn't have the strength to really cause any particular harm.
Couldn't feel it anyway.
Yeah, exactly, and you're also a little deadened. I believe Cass and Tiss were doing something next.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a link with you, Tiss, so I don't. Do you have one with me?
I do.
Okay, so Cass, with the aid of Tiss, will shoot a bunch of people until they're dead.
Okay. Be more specific.
Been trying to avoid this the whole time.
Yeah, I know you have. This has gone pretty crazy, so I'm going to shoot the guards. I'm going to go for body shots, hopefully shoulders and chest areas to either incapacitate or kill.
Oh, what do you know? My camera stopped filming. Weird.
Oh, no.
Be real.
As my aid, I pick up something off the desk and throw it just to distract him.
Okay.
I pick up what seems to be a lukewarm cup of coffee.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Interesting choice.
Yeah, and hurl it at one of the security guards.
Not an incredibly hot cup of coffee, and you splash it on his face, burning the guy? Come on, Tiss, help me out here.
No, I'm just commenting on how I know the temperature of the coffee.
Okay, so who rolls first? Tiss has to roll aid, right? First, or?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got a 10.
Cool. Nice. Okay, so I got a plus one from that, a plus one from meat. So I have a plus two. So a 10.
Nice.
Woo!
Tiss grabs the cup of coffee and throws it at the back of this guy's head, and you rolled you got a 10, so it's hotter than you even thought it could be.
No, the guy just has really sensitive skin.
It turns out I'm really bad at judging the temperature of coffee.
Turns out he's allergic to caffeine, and he starts rupturing out in hives. And in that moment of distraction, like a true professional, Cass takes a couple shots that impact both of the guards' center mass. And they crumple to the ground.
The guards are down now. Cass will, duck to avoid swooping falcons and rush towards the exit, trying to grab this kid along the way. Hopefully everybody is on the same page and getting the H out of here.
Yep.
The H.
We'll do act under pressure then from you.
Okay.
Which is cool. Dodge those falcons.
I rolled a 3.
Ooh, there's no coming back from
that.
Man,
those birds are messing you up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think you get both of them at once. As soon as you grab onto the kid, the falcons get enraged and they start screeching at you again, and they both dive at you and you get hit with both of them. So we'll call it 3 harm then.
I'm at max already with the first hit.
So let's start with the harm roll, okay, which will be so +3.
That's a 10.
Ooh. Do you have a minus at all?
Man.
For your armor?
Not against the claws.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He said armor doesn't count.
Yeah.
You have armor-piercing claws.
They're so piercing.
They just go for your face, too, apparently.
They did pierce right through that food tray. We established that.
Man, coming into this, I never thought you'd die to birds.
I'm going to pick that I lose my eye.
Yes!
Yes!
Woo!
We did it!
Yeah, everybody cheer at home.
We got Cass's eye.
Alex, insert the like air horn noise here.
Yeah.
One eye down.
As it rains confetti.
One to go.
Unfortunately, that's not it. You are at midnight on your harm clock, right?
Yes.
So we're going to roll a new move called Acquire Agricultural Property, as in bought the farm. When you hit midnight on your harm clock, roll meat, please. On a 10 plus on your bought the farm roll, you survive until medics arrive. On a 7 to 9, you survive at a cost. Pick 1, own, substandard treatment, cyberware damage, so on and so forth. 6 minus, you bleed out on the street.
Oh, geez.
Or in this case, on the floor of this warehouse.
Jesus, okay.
Is there any way one of us can assist?
I don't think so.
Well, that's when you guys got a medic pack, but I don't think we ever established that we brought one.
There was one right in your van, and then...
That's it.
Yep. You know.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
That didn't sound good.
I got a 4.
Oh, no.
That's real bad. The 2 falcons, they dive at you after seeing you try to grab their bonded partner again. And they just dive right at your face and claw at you. And first that tear pulls out one of your eyes, and then they continue to peck and claw at the face until the rest of you see Cass, you know, stop struggling and go still on the ground.
And you just stand there?
Fuck.
In shock.
You bastards.
Yeah. I'm gone. Like, I ran with that kid, the other kid.
Yeah, I feel like we might not even be seeing this because we're all trying to book it and run out of here.
Pretty gruesome.
Okay, so there was that kid that Cass was trying to get out.
Yep.
But the kid got freaked out after being taken hostage. I want to try to calm this kid down and be like, I know it might not seem like it, but we are here to try to rescue you. We all just want to get out of here alive. So, come with us, please.
Wow, actually talking to him instead of just grabbing.
I'm basically just pleading with this kid, mm-hmm. like, please, for the love of God, we all just want to get
come
out of here
us.
Alive. Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to live.
Well, it's a style roll then. Fast talk.
Oh my God.
No.
Rolled a 2.
Come on.
We cannot do anything to convince this kid.
My fist will convince this kid.
Jin has the girl. I think the boy is just too freaked out, and he starts running away from you guys into another hallway beyond, and you realize that to get to him would be going away from any chance that you guys have of getting out safe at this point.
Yeah. Okay.
He's sealed his fate, unfortunately.
Yeah. I just, like, look back at Cass's lifeless body, and I'm like, shit.
That's fair.
Let's just start running.
I'm actually picking up Cass.
Well, you're gonna try. There's falcons there.
Yeah,
they don't want Cass's body to go anywhere.
Wouldn't at least one of them follow its owner?
At this point, maybe.
Yeah, I guess actually they would probably fly off. Yeah.
They both went in different directions too, So
I think one flew off after the boy to protect him, because that was what he was doing to begin with. But the remaining falcon is partnered with the girl that Jin has, so it's probably trying to fly towards Jin. It doesn't look as aggressive, though. It looks like it doesn't see Jin as much of a threat as Cass was, at least not yet.
Not yet.
The girl is a lot calmer at this point than the boy was.
Okay. So I, like, dead man lift Cass onto my shoulder.
All right.
Okay.
Tis scoops up Cass and starts running back towards the ladder. And we will cut back over to Olivia standing over Mimi. You see on the terminal before them a countdown start to light up. And Mimi says, they aren't going to get out of this. You can't cross MassCorp and get away with it.
Olivia's going to see. I mean, there's probably not a button saying like, haha, just kidding on there or anything like that.
Are you sure? Hit N for...
Yeah.
I mean, but there might be an abort button.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So maybe maybe there's an abort button, or if not, then I'm going to look for like a comms button for...
Yeah, if there's no abort button, you can abort her with your shovel.
Oh, my God.
That's not what I said.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That's like not even close.
I don't know that that's how that works. There is an abort button, and you quickly run over and press it, and it prompts you for a password.
Basically, yeah. So Mimi's on the ground. I'm going to go up to them, and I'll be like, they may not get away with this, but you may not live. You got to make your choice.
You kind of hear a bit of giggling laughter in your head, not vocalized, but just kind of deep in the back there. And they say, if I fail here, it doesn't matter. I'm dead anyway. So none of us are getting out of this clean.
I didn't expect to. So I'm going to rush back to the console. They're obviously not going to help me. And I'm going to look to see, yeah, if there's like a comms, you know, some sort of PA system connected to it.
To the facility? Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. The terminal is still logged into the security account, essentially, that they were using. So it can send a message through the PA systems at many different facilities.
Okay. Olivia then is going to just announce, like, hey guys, this is Olivia here. You might remember me from our last botched mission. You guys got 10 minutes to get out of there before everything blows up.
All right, you see Tiz looking around confused at cameras.
I just think we're both like, was that seriously Olivia?
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
she
okay,
doing?
I see you looking like idiots, and I go like, this is literally Olivia. Stop looking like idiots. I can see you. Get out.
Oh, that definitely is Olivia. Okay.
Yeah. Do I have to drop Cass? No, I'm going to take Cass.
Cass might slow you down a bit, but that's a choice, yeah.
I think Bunk is just pretty panicked at this point and is just trying to run as quickly out of here. He's following Jin. He's just booking his way out. He's not even looking behind him to see if Tiss is having trouble with Cass. Sorry.
I think it's kind of a group role here to get out in time. So you need to navigate, firstly, just the facility, which you've only kind of rushed through. You don't know the route perfectly. But also, the security systems have all been triggered, and you hear doors closing and paths being blocked off.
I just assumed we came the way we came in is how we're leaving.
Yeah, but you still got to navigate your way back through it. You took a lot of, you know, twists and turns in the hallways to get here.
Sure.
Jin can roll conduct an operation. And I think Olivia can assist.
Cool. I'm double rolling here.
because she can see from the terminal and can direct you guys the right way to go to get past the closing security doors and that kind of thing.
So you're going to double roll?
Eventually, yeah. Christina is just going to play every character.
Yeah, yeah. I take over Cass's corpse.
there's a spot open now. Yeah.
All right. So this will be Jin's, or should I do Olivia's for the assist?
Yeah, technically the assist is first.
Olivia got an 8.
So you will be able to assist. So plus 1 on Jin's roll.
Okay. And now this is Jin's roll. I got an 11.
Oh my goodness.
Plus 1.
So Jin leads the charge, heading back through some of the hallways and the underground levels here. Some of the doors have been closed off by the automatic security systems, but Olivia is able to help you navigate it. And even while logged into this account, she can even turn off some of the cameras and open a door here and there. And eventually you guys breach the hatch back up into the warehouse proper with one of the kids in tow with their bird flapping around, cawing, looking pretty disturbed, but not hostile. Anything else you want to do here, or are you just heading back for the vehicle?
Yeah, I think we're just going to head out. I'm going to pass the kid over to Gerard, and I'm going to help Tiss carry Cass.
Good call.
Is it so that you look like a hero?
I mean, I would have looked like a hero carrying out the kid. This is to help you because okay. I'm strong and you're not.
All right. You're a weak little child boy.
Hey.
Your words, not mine.
Yeah. Why is the DM being me? Impartial my ass.
I don't want to roll anything because I'll fail it, but I would want to like send the drone ahead to like make sure our path isn't being blocked by security.
Well, maybe we'll have Sophia go up ahead and call signs to us.
Yeah, that works for me.
You breach back up into the hallway, and whereas before the defenses and security was just at a kind of keep people at bay mode, now it's at top high alert, right? So the weapons that were mounted on the roof, as soon as you guys emerge from the back of the trailer, they spin around and start firing little blue bolts of energy at you. I guess Sophia is leading the charge in this yep. case, so let's get Jin to roll then.
She's disciplined, so maybe I can get a plus one on this roll.
Describe how being disciplined helps in this case.
Well, she can, like, tuck and roll.
She knows how to take cover.
I mean, if she can run out ahead and draw their fire, then we can run through while that's happening. True.
So act under pressure, which is a cool roll.
Okay. I got a 9 plus 1 cool, and then if I get the discipline, 11.
Either way, that's a 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Sophia charges out through the trailer and draws the fire of the turrets, these little bolts of energy hitting the ground and dissipating a little bit. And you guys charge out the back through the burned out section of the warehouse where you originally entered and back towards the tree farm. And you all load up into Thule's HVAC truck. Now with one more person and a bird, it's very crowded in here.
I think we should maybe stick around and get the shot of it exploding.
At a good distance.
I don't know. I think it's important for the
movie. Yeah, I don't disagree. Yeah. I just want us to be a good distance away.
That's the money shot for sure.
That poor other kid.
Okay, Jin, get out and maybe walk away from the explosion.
Yeah, I'm carrying Cass's body walking away from an explosion at a good distance.
Yeah, if Lilia could give us a countdown, you can put on your shades at just the right time.
Mm-hmm. We can't hear her anymore.
I'll do a cool dolly zoom with a drone. It'll be great.
It's a little underwhelming after all that buildup because you just feel the ground shake and all the birds and animals and in the nearby tree farm fly off as they're disturbed by like a little mini earthquake essentially, and there's probably a little plume of dust coming from the warehouse itself. I don't know why that was so funny.
I'm just imagining someone trying to walk away cool and just a little plume of dust.
I mean, little on the scale of a huge warehouse, but it's not the upper levels don't explode.
Okay.
You sense the ground shake as the underground facility is destroyed.
I guess that's a wrap, you guys.
Yep, let's drive away.
So that's a successful mission?
I would not call that a success.
Mixed success, for sure.
We'll go back to Olivia first, quickly. You count down 5, 4, 3, and
I think once I see that they're not there,
yeah.
I'm not counting down. Instead, Olivia's gonna, maybe try to smash her way out of here, if that's possible.
Well, you're quite up high. There's 2 possible exits. There's the elevator that you came up in, but you know that would require an access code or something.
Mm-hmm.
And also would just leave down into the building.
Mm-hmm.
There is attached to the aviary a little private dock you would park a hover car in, and there is a vehicle there. It would probably be a pretty hot vehicle, though, in order to steal it if it was Mimi's.
Everything is going to be bad, which way she goes. I think Olivia is going to take a split second, look left, look right. Is the lyrebird still around?
Yeah, it is in a nearby tree squawking at you.
Okay. I'm going to try to see if I can coax it down real fast because I want to take it with me, and I'm going to take Mimi's car.
Okay, so let's do Olivia, do a fast talk. Now, Olivia, we actually gave an animal empathy move.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll give you a plus one on it.
I got a 7 plus 1.
So partial success. NPCs do it. Someone will find out.
I feel like people are definitely going to find out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of make some cooing sounds and gestures at the bird, and it hops down from the perch that it's on and waddles towards you a little bit, and it's starting to caw at you a little bit, and actually repeats some of the things that Mimi said earlier about no one is getting out of this clean. But your intention is for it to follow you, or?
Yeah, I'm hoping to get it to come with me to the car.
And it follows behind you as you head over to the car.
Basically, yeah, I feel like I'm gonna get caught regardless. But I want to get as far away as possible and then try to stash the bird somewhere. That's really like my whole thing is get the bird as far away as possible and then hopefully be able to later on like get somebody to find it or something like that.
Right.
But keep it away from them and yeah, and maybe make it hard for them to capture.
Yeah, I think you could do that. What I was thinking, and you can do whatever you like, is sure. I think you could get away, but just have basically a big revenge tag on you.
One, I'm already wanted.
Yeah.
But two, like, I mean, I figure the car has a tracker and everything like that. So unless I jump around into a new car.
Well, I mean, your call. Which way do you want to go?
Yeah, let's do it. I guess if I can see if I can get away, I will definitely try to. With that hen in one arm and my crow on the other.
When you guys release this movie, the heat will be off of the group. Mm-hmm. Right? But Olivia will still have a target on her back from MassCorp and Mimi.
I think I knew that was what was going to happen.
So you hop into the car and the bird hops up onto the seat behind you.
Aw.
Fuck! And then you fire up the vehicle, do a little hot wire, and drive off. You head down. Olivia hasn't used any contacts. She hasn't really been part of this mission. So.
No, I don't think I have contacts, really.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you must have, I think, one last friend.
Maybe.
The delivery guy.
The delivery guy.
Oh, that's actually perfect.
Quick box, Kyle.
Kyle, yeah.
Poor
guy.
Oh,
my gosh. That would really bring down a lot of heat on poor Kyle.
Yeah. You just need to be there long enough to dodge the whatever initial security
just
force.
Just show up. He's going to wonder how I even know where he lives.
That's a story for another time.
Yeah.
But you just need someone to hide you for, you know, a night, right?
Right.
You call up Kyle and he stashes you away in his crummy little apartment.
Better than a cell.
Better than a cell, exactly. And the bird talks to you a lot. Not many words anymore, but mostly just squawks and chirps and things like that. Like it seems to be trying to talk to you quite a bit. And we'll find out what Olivia is doing later. We'll get back to the group. That you have returned to Vantel victorious.
Kind of.
Huzzah.
All that's left is to get paid.
And bury our dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to do that first? Or
I want you guys to role play uncomfortable conversations with my children.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Done.
I think Jin is going to adopt your kids, or at least attempt to.
Do what you guys want to do first, and then we'll go meet with Redshift. So,
I was just going to send them a fat paycheck.
Here's for next month's rent.
And an advanced screener, right?
Oh my God.
No. No, I mean, definitely they get bequeathed the extra money that Cass was going to get. But I think, yeah, like, I mean, Jin has a bunch of homes. Why not take care of those kids? He feels responsible in a way that his hero kind of died.
No, I like that. I think that's cool and appropriate.
Definitely need to dedicate the movie to Cass.
Oh, yeah. It's in the last scene, you know, when it's all black and then it pops up in loving memory of Cass, whatever his name was.
Yeah.
And that teenager who died inside.
We don't know his name.
You didn't see him die.
Yeah, that's true.
In loving memory of Cass and anonymous teenager.
Okay, well, then you guys meet back up with Redshift at Badge and Gun Studios. He makes a somber comment about Cass, and I don't think he says much more than that. He's a businessman, and you guys are here to finish the business that you have. So, and anything you want to say or do before we roll for getting paid?
I think we're probably all in a good shock.
Sure. Yeah, so I think you guys are probably just going through the motions right now, right? So you get patched up, you know, sign the final bits of paperwork and do the transfer of credits and that kind of thing. Who wants to roll for the getting paid roll?
Jin gave us the job, so it makes sense for Jin to roll.
All right, Jin, don't fuck us over.
Well, you'll be happy to know I got another 11.
Oh my goodness.
Ah!
So you get to choose 3 from the list below. The options are, it's not a setup or ambush, you are paid in full, the employer is identifiable, you don't need to worry about that one, the meeting doesn't attract attention of outside parties, and you learn something from the mission, everyone gets an extra XP.
And you can revive one dead player.
I think we're going to get paid in full.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to learn something from the mission from this kid.
Mm-hmm.
So an extra XP. And I guess it wasn't an ambush. Like, we weren't being tricked in the long run. It really was a movie getting filmed.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been some other, you know, weird condition or side effect that you didn't expect. So it goes, you know, as you expected.
Sounds good.
What you didn't check off was the meeting doesn't attract the attention of outside parties.
And I think that's obviously going to happen.
Yeah.
Hey, Jen, are you going to adopt this girl too?
I think the studio probably takes her, unfortunately.
She's a prop,
to.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I'll be successful.
Yeah, she's owned by the studio now.
Unfortunately.
So Redshift transfers money into your guys' accounts. The job paid well, so you got 3 times your stake. Bunk, you staked 3, so you're getting 9 credits.
Wow.
Cass's 6 credits go towards his kids, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Jin got 9 credits as well.
Nice.
And Tis got 6 credits.
I got 13 mm-hmm. cred, you guys. I'm so rich.
We know that. You've always been rich.
Not always.
Do you know where we are?
Yeah. You guys get 6 experience each.
Sweet. Ooh, I'm up to 10 again.
And you each get to choose another character that gets a link with yours.
Oh.
All right. Yeah, let's choose Cass. Everyone do Cass.
Everyone does Cass.
No.
I guess I'd probably get closer to you, Bunk, because we're like working on the soundtrack together and everything like that. So, Bunk, you can write down Jin.
Sweet. Jin plus one. I'll give mine to you, Tis.
Okay. I'm taking your name as well.
Yeah.
So, after a time, you guys do all the post-processing and edits, and you have to do a few pickup lines, you know, like, no, Cass, and that kind of thing.
We're just gonna glaze over that. Yeah, this is a really emotional episode.
Yeah, skip the part where I left him for dead.
Yeah. Also probably some, like, you know, talking head interviews and that kind of thing.
Get his kids on the movie and like say some stuff.
For Cass's voiceovers, you're gonna have to bring in somebody who's an expert in fake accents.
Would Olivia like to catch up with the group at this point? Because she has some information she could share.
Yeah,
too.
For sure. Yeah.
You guys are not at the studio. You guys have retired to one of your guys' places, and Olivia gets a hold of you and you guys meet back up, and she's got this lyrebird with her. And it's been a little while, and Olivia's been able to make a better connection with the lyrebird. And this lyrebird's a real gossip. It repeats a bunch of gossip about the program that Mimi was working on and the advancements that they had made into, you know, human empathetic connections as well beyond the animal ones. And these are all in Mimi's voice and the voice of the people that they've worked with, adding more evidence to your story. And some of that gets added into the video.
Well. Yep. Yeah.
After time, the story is broken and you release this movie to an outroar of a public outcry, an outroar of outcry, and anger at some of these experimentations being done and, you know, people abducted off the streets to fuel them. And MassCorp is in a lot of trouble. And you've also traced it back to the Regulatory Commission, who has been letting things slide, taking bribes to look the other way. And we're going to drop the MassCorp clock by 3, I think. We're probably going to drop the Vantel clock down, too.
Hmm. How'd we do at the box office?
Well, Badge and Gun did very well. you guys got your payment. We did completely fill up the budget clock, so they spent a lot to make this movie as well.
Yeah, it's like one of those ones that does well at Cannes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Cannes.
And
critically adored.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Any final thoughts, comments?
I guess just go to Cass's funeral.
What do you guys think that looks like?
I don't think there's a lot of people there.
I don't think I would physically show up at his funeral, because that's...
Of course
that's,
you wouldn't.
That's,
I'm there. I'm
that's
not
where
wanted.
You get spotted by, like, corporate security guys and taken out or something.
Well, Jin's going to be there, and he's going to bring Cass's kids, unfortunately. I mean, it's just going to be surprisingly quiet to Jin, and I think he thought everybody was beloved Cass.
There's like 4 or 5 people gathered around a closed casket grave underneath an oak tree, and there's like a small little plaque that doesn't really, it's kind of
cool if there's some skip tracers or something that came, like some old school skip tracers.
Yeah, that might be.
Yeah, I think for sure.
Paying their respects.
Mm-hmm. And they all shoot you with that gun.
Say, just the casket full of bullet holes.
That's
That's the skip tracer send off.
That's how you show respect.
Yeah, that's why I didn't show up to the funeral.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Skip tracer's funerals tend to get pretty violent.
You've obviously seen lots of skip tracer funerals on the future tube.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think just the final scene is Cass's funeral there, and we zoom out as the casket's lowered down, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to this episode of The House of Bob. If you're enjoying the show, we'd really appreciate it if you could give us a review on Apple Podcasts, and make sure to tell your friends so they can check us out too. We're at The House of Bob on most social media platforms if you want to talk with us. We also have a Discord server where you can chat with us and chat with other listeners of the show too. If you'd like to support the show, you can hit us up on Patreon. We got lots of bonus content there, director's commentary, one-shots, RPG zines, and a monthly blog post of RPG content. I'd like to thank our backers on Patreon. That's Volt, Tyler K, Tom Wesley, Mike from the Tales from the Glasscarter World podcast, Sylvia Douglas, Scooter Emerson, Robert, Ray Kearney, Luke Conroy, Kieran Duffy, Keith Haddad, Josh Jordan, John Julius, Jessica, and Bluck at 12. Artwork for this episode was by Sean at Sean Makes. Audio production was by Alex of Astronomic Audio, and the music was by John Julius, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution. Thank you again for listening to The House of Bob. Roll on.